In our Christian life journey, dreams hold significant implications and importance as they are viewed as a means through which God communicates with His people. Throughout the Bible, there are numerous examples of dreams being used by God to convey messages, provide guidance, or reveal His will. Today, let's go deeper into dreams, the spiritual communication with the spirit world or the unseen world. How to deal with nightmares, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. One prominent example is found in the Old Testament with Joseph, the son of Jacob. Joseph experienced dreams that foretold his future rise to power and authority, as well as the future prosperity of his family. Despite facing adversity and betrayal, Joseph held on to the interpretation of these dreams as a sign of God's faithfulness and plan for his life. Genesis 37 verses 5 to 11, Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." His brothers said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream, and he told it to his brothers. "Listen," he said, "I had another dream. And this time the sun and moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me." When he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Another notable example is Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, who received divine guidance through dreams on multiple occasions. In one instance, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, instructing him to take Mary as his wife and reassuring him of the miraculous conception of Jesus. Matthew 1 verses 20 to 21. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Later, Joseph received another dream warning him to flee to Egypt with his family to escape King Herod's massacre of infants. Matthew 2 verse 13, when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." These biblical examples demonstrate the importance of paying attention to dreams as a possible avenue through which God communicates with his people. Dreams can carry messages of guidance, warning, encouragement, or revelation of God's plans. As such, Christians are encouraged to approach their dreams with discernment, seeking wisdom and interpretation through prayer, scripture, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. While not every dream may hold divine significance, Christians believe that God can use dreams to speak to his people and to deepen their relationship with him. Therefore, dreams are seen as a valuable aspect of spiritual life, providing opportunities for growth, understanding, and connection with God's purposes. Have you ever woken up in a cold sweat, heart pounding, after a terrifying nightmare? Nightmares can haunt us, leaving us feeling anxious and unsettled. But fear not. As we journey together through this message, we will uncover 5 practical strategies rooted in the timeless wisdom of the Bible to help you overcome these nighttime terrors and experience the peace that surpasses all understanding. When the darkness of nightmares creeps in, it's like being trapped in a maze of fear and uncertainty. In those moments, It's easy to feel overwhelmed and utterly alone. But take heart, for the wisdom of Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 offers a guiding light. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Imagine yourself standing at the entrance of this labyrinth of fear. Your heart races, your breath quickens, and every shadow seems to hold a new terror. But then you remember those words, pray about everything. So, with trembling hands and a quivering voice, you lift your prayers to the heavens. You pour out your worries, your fears, and your deepest anxieties to the God who promises to listen. And as you release each burden into His care, something remarkable begins to happen. As you pray, you invite the presence of God into the very heart of your darkness. You acknowledge that He is not distant or indifferent, but intimately acquainted with every detail of your struggle. And in that sacred exchange between your soul and the divine, a transformation takes place. The weight of fear begins to lift, replaced by a peace that defies logic and understanding. It's as if a heavenly sentry stands guard over your heart and mind, warding off the onslaught of terror with the gentle reassurance of God's unfailing love. So, when the nightmares strike, resist the urge to surrender to fear's icy grip. Instead, let your prayers become a lifeline, tethering you to the one who holds the power to calm the storm within. Trust that God is with you in the midst of your darkest night, ready to bring comfort and solace to your troubled soul. But prayer is not merely a passive act of pleading. It's also a profound expression of trust. It's trusting that God hears your cries, that He cares about your pain, and that He is actively working for your good. It's an act of surrender, letting go of the illusion of control and placing your confidence in the hands of a faithful and loving Father. So, when you find yourself wandering in the maze of nightmares, remember to pray. Lift your voice to heaven, knowing that your prayers are heard and your fears are held in the tender embrace of God's peace. And as you do, may you discover that even in the darkest of nights, the light of His presence shines brightest, guiding you safely home to the refuge of His love. Our minds are like battlegrounds where nightmares can sneak in and wreak havoc. It's crazy how easily those scary thoughts can take root and grow, making us feel trapped and overwhelmed. But don't lose hope. Romans 12 verse 2 tells us, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." So, how do we fight back against these terrifying thoughts? We start by renewing our minds with God's truth. Instead of letting our minds be filled with fear and negativity, we fill them with Scripture. We soak up the promises of God's protection, His presence, and His unwavering love. When those nightmares come knocking, we arm ourselves with the truth of God's Word, ready to counteract the lies with His promises. It's like shining a bright light into the darkness. The more we immerse ourselves in the truth of Scripture, the less power those scary thoughts have over us. We begin to see things from a different perspective, God's perspective. And instead of being consumed by fear, we're filled with faith and confidence in His ability to see us through even the scariest of situations. So, the next time you find yourself in the grip of a nightmare, don't give in to the fear. Instead, grab hold of God's Word and let it guide you to safety. Remind yourself of His promises of protection and peace. Speak those truths out loud, declaring victory over the darkness. And watch as fear is replaced by faith and nightmares are transformed into moments of trust and reliance on God's unfailing love. Renewing your mind with God's truth is like putting on armor against the enemy's attacks. It's a powerful weapon in the battle against fear and negativity. So, arm yourself with the Word of God and watch as He transforms your mind and fills your heart with His peace. Have you ever noticed how what we watch, read, and listen to can stick with us, even into our dreams? It's pretty wild how the stuff we expose ourselves to during the day can sneak into our minds at night, shaping our dreams and sometimes turning them into nightmares. But there's good news. Philippians 4 verse 8 reminds us, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." So, how can we guard our minds against the negative influences that can lead to scary dreams? It's all about being mindful of what we let in. Instead of filling our minds with stuff that's dark or disturbing, we can choose content that reflects God's truth, purity, and peace. That means being selective about what movies and TV shows we watch, what books and articles we read, and even what music we listen to. When we intentionally fill our minds with positive, uplifting material, we create a mental environment that's much more conducive to peaceful sleep. It's like planting seeds of goodness and light in the soil of our minds, instead of letting weeds of negativity and fear take root. And when it comes time to drift off to sleep, those seeds blossom into dreams that are filled with hope and joy, rather than nightmares that leave us feeling scared and unsettled. So, the next time you're scrolling through Netflix or flipping through channels, ask yourself, is this content uplifting and edifying? Does it align with God's principles of truth and purity? If not, maybe it's time to switch gears and choose something that's more in line with what Philippians 4 verse 8 encourages us to focus on. By being intentional about what we allow into our minds, we can create a positive and peaceful mental environment that sets the stage for sweet dreams and restful sleep. So, let's guard our intake and fill our minds with things that bring us closer to God and closer to the peace that He offers.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.